The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." Mary stayed outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he told her. The Gospel of the Lord. Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning. Note the next phrase, while it was still dark. While it was still dark. And obviously very quiet, silent. I know many of us are familiar with the Da Vinci Code and the book by Dan Brown, and all the what was purported in that book. Who would not appreciate when favor is granted her by casting out seven demons? Who would not show love? Who would not show gratitude? So she was saved by grace, and her heart was set ablaze with the fire of love for Christ. People die today out of depression. People die out of frustration. You need to hear their stories. Imagine someone who is at the verge of committing suicide and is being saved. What do you think will happen to that person? So Mary Magdalene was saved by grace, and her heart was set ablaze with the fire of love. And that was why, when it was still dark, she still wanted to go and seek out Christ, her Lord. Imagine her response, "My Lord, Rabboni, my Lord, my Savior." She did not say, "My boyfriend, my man friend, my Lord, my Savior." Today, the question for me, three of them: am I able to still navigate the difficult terrains, the dark realities of life when it is dark, when it's still uncertain? Am I still able to seek Christ? Am I still able to hold on to my faith when it is still dark, when it is not easy? The second question is, how deep is my love to be able to go through pain, the silence of grief, the silence of trials and tribulation? Is my love deep enough to help me go through it? And the third question is, do I still believe in the power of grace to be able to rewrite stories? Stories like that of Mary. Do I believe grace can still work on me? She convincingly, after the resurrection, announced the good news to the disciples. What a task. What a task she was able to go through. May we, in our own time, never lose faith and never give up on God. And may we never be separated from God. Amen.